92.1 WGHN Grand Haven's favorite. I got the Salvation Army in the studio. Majors Heather and Bill Holman, hello.
Hello. Hello. Nice to be here.
You're like my favorite people. Well, here's the thing. It's we can talk about the need in our area in a way, you know, that people can really relate. You know,
right.
There's so many people that are struggling right now.
Correct.
And
for sure.
I know that you have a caseworker on site that can help people navigate maybe going online and getting help with a certain bill and whatnot. But the holidays are coming up. My heart goes to kids. My heart goes to your bell ringers and the red kettle.
Yes, that's for sure. We are already seeing an increase in children that need help with toys this Christmas. And so if anyone is able to donate a new toy or is in need of a new toy, please visit our website at sagrandhaven.org and or call our office 616-842-3380.
Wonderful. How have things been going over at the Salvation Army in Grand Haven? Because I know you guys have a Friday dance and different things that you do. How have things been going for you?
Yeah, it's been going really well.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I contacted the promoter that promotes the Friday night dance.
Mm-hmm.
And we weren't able to make last Friday's dance and asked him, how did it go? And he says, we've had more people than we've ever had before. There was over 80 people that were there.
That's wonderful.
In our gym and in our new facility, so it was fantastic.
Where's the new facility at again, you guys?
It's at 310 North. Make sure you get the North.
The North is important,
North
isn't it?
North to Spelder, because I guess there is a 310 South. So 310 North to Spelder, Grand Haven. It's right behind the Home Depot, if that gives you a better location.
You guys got something coming up. I love this. It's an early reading skills group. It's going to start on November 8th. It'll run through the 6th. Two sessions are available. It's at the Community Center at 310 North to Spelder. So people can go to the website and they can contact Kelly or send an email for more information. Are you going to be having like a Christmas pageant or anything like that coming up?
We don't have that coming up.
What do you have coming
up? We are excited about the bell ringing that starts this Friday.
Yep.
And if you are able to volunteer to ring the bell, we need you to go to registertoring.com. Registertoring.com. Sign up for a slot and sign up for a day that you can come out and ring the bell for us.
How long do people ring the bell?
They can ring the bell as long as
they want to ring the bell.
Yeah, as long as they want, whatever they sign up
for. All right.
They can come and ring, and I'll make sure that I have a kettle out there.
Wonderful.
Got some. I was talking to Mike in the front office, and he was asking me about how do you schedule them. And we have a nice little system where they can get on registertoring.com, and it just takes care of all the things of scheduling.
I love that. It makes it really easy. Yep. It makes it really easy for a lot of people. You know, oftentimes you'll see things on Grand Haven Informed, and you and I, we've talked about this on and off the air. And, you know, people, somebody may be living behind Walmart in a tent. Or somebody...
in their car.
Or somebody reaching out, and the need is now.
Yep.
And a lot of times people will say, well, contact 211. No, you're not listening. The need is now, in this moment.
Right.
Right this second. So telling somebody to contact social services is not going to help them in that moment.
Yep.
You get that, right?
Yep.
Right. We we've been very busy. In fact, we've actually brought on an additional part-time caseworker to help us out with the casework because we're seeing an overload of people in need. Yes. And so we obviously can't help with everything, but we do partner with our many local non-for-profits in the area. We're very blessed in this area to be able to, you know, just network with one another. And so we try to, between all of us, we try to meet the needs of that particular person for what they're looking for. And, you know, again, if they can come to our office, we'll sit down, give them a cup of coffee, especially in this cold. We actually are seeing a few people that are coming in almost on a daily basis.
Okay.
And just need a spot to warm up and to talk to our case manager. So that's available.
You've been doing this a long time. Would you say that the need is greater this year than last year?
Or most definitely.
Because I'm seeing it.
Okay. Yes, most definitely. Yeah,
that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
So one of the other ways, too, is that if you want to be a paid bell ringer, we are also hiring bell ringers. And they would need to come with their current picture ID and another form of ID, such as a social security card or a passport or a birth certificate, so that we can fill out the I-9. And we are scheduling people to ring bells. So if you need a part-time job right now, this is the time. We ring every day except for Sundays and Thanksgiving Day, now this Friday until Christmas Eve.
Wonderful. Thanks for being here. Let's check in after Thanksgiving, okay?
Sounds good.
We're going to get closer to the holiday, and it's just, I don't know. I don't know. I grew up in a home that just had a lot of empathy. It just did. It was one of the greatest gifts that my mom gave me, and I'm just that person. This time of year, it just kind of tugs at my heartstrings, right, you know. Right. But this is something that you guys deal with year round, 365 days a year. Yep. You right. know, hunger yep. is not just during the holidays or going without or, you know, struggling to pay bills. It happens 12 months out of the year. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you being here. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.